The NFL playoffs are better with FanDuel because right now new customers can bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, guaranteed. That's $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. FanDuel, an official sportsbook partner of the NFL. 21 plus and present in select states. First online real money wager only. $5 first deposit required. Bonus issued as non-withdrawable bonus bets which expire 7 days after receipt. Restrictions apply. See terms at sportsbook.fanduel.com. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
On News Talk.
You're very welcome back to The Hard Shoulder. Kieran Cuddihy with you until 7 o'clock. And of course, today is the Hard Shoulder Summer Special. And we are coming from the roof of News Talk Towers. During the ad break, I was helpfully handed a little tube of Pause, Think, Protect Cyber Ninja sunscreen because I just fear that whatever protection was on my forehead and schnoz may have faded by this point in the afternoon. The sun is absolutely beaming down. It is a glorious day, not just here, up and down this country. And that is why we're on the roof. That is why we are celebrating the Irish summer on the Hard Shoulder today. And with me, our own technology correspondent, Jess Kelly. Jess, do you like weather like this?
I absolutely love it. I bounced out of bed this morning. I was up with the sun, sat on the balcony with a coffee. I've got two pairs of glasses on my head. The sunnies on my eyes. Prescription sunglasses, by the way, are the number one investment of my adult life. Forget property, forget cars. Get prescription sunglasses if you're a glasses wearing human. But I love this weather. I've kind of been up here helpful. Okay, you've way overdone it.
I put too much sun cream. In the interest of transparency,
I'll describe what you look like. You look like
too much sun cream.
You look like a child that has dipped their nose into a 99 sun cream. That's exactly what you look like right now. Yeah, I'd love them. Actually, yeah, if you get a 99 right now, that'd be great. But no, I love this weather. I think I'm all about it. Can I say, while you're putting your SPF on, be mindful of your technology in this heat as well. Do not put sun cream on your technology, but make sure you're not leaving your phone out. You know, if you're doing the barbecue and you leave it on the outdoor table or anything like that.
With black phones and black cases as well. It soaks up the heat.
It can soak up the heat. It can overheat and it can permanently damage your phone.
Really?
It's really, really bad. It's the same in the extreme cold as well. No extreme temperatures are good for your devices. So if you have a smartphone, if you're out and about in the garden, on the beach, wherever, please make sure you put something, whether it's a cap or a bag or a t-shirt, over your devices to ensure that they don't overheat, because as I said, it can do permanent damage to your phone, which is never good.
I Instagram everything I do on the beach, so you know it's in my hand at all times. So.
Well, just, you know, make sure you use a hashtag and make sure you keep it.
Give the people what they want.
Yeah, exactly.
Tell me, we are here not just to give people good advice about how to protect their technology, but to talk about summer-specific technology. So where are we starting?
We're going to start with the speaker, because I am the kind of person that normally when I'm walking around, I always have headphones in. I'm very picky about the headphones that I use. But obviously, we're being social today. We're out in the sun. We're going to be in the garden. We're going to be on the beach. And for me, the sound that you have around you is super important. So if you are looking to listen to The Hard Shoulder, if you're looking to maybe listen to a playlist later on with some of your favorite tunes, investing in a good speaker to me is a no-brainer, because you'll get time and time, you'll get so much use out of this time and time again. The one that I have for you today, it's the Huawei Sound Joy. And as you can see, it kind of looks like a tennis ball can. So it's a cylinder shape. And the whole way around it is that meshy speaker material. Mm. And the idea is that you can get 360 sound out of it. So no matter what you're listening to, no matter where it's placed, the sound will travel in every single direction. It's a Bluetooth speaker, so it's very, very easy to set up. You just turn the Bluetooth on your phone or on your tablet, whatever Bluetooth device you have, and it'll pick it up, it'll pair, and the sound is just incredible.
And that's not plugged in. You can plug it in, I assume. But
you can charge it up, yeah. So it's a rechargeable device, so it uses USB-C, so you can just plug that in, charge it up. The best thing is that there's 25 hours of listening time on this device.
Wow.
So even if you're going away if you're on the DOS for a few days now while the weather is good and you want to just throw this into the car, once you have it fully charged, you should get kind of 2 days of, you know, main time, daytime listening out of it. And it's absolutely incredible. The sound is brilliant.
So I could subject all of my family to the podcast about Rome and London that I listened to this morning.
Or to yourself on The Hard Shoulder, whatever.
No one could listen to it with me. What an amazing shared experience it would have been for my kids.
What a lucky family. Also worth noting that this can stand temperatures up to 40 degrees. So we're not likely to hit up to 40 degrees here, hopefully. But the speaker can deal with that. It can also deal with 1 meter of water. So if you are out and about, if the kids' paddling pool is out, if you're on the beach, this is very, very durable. It's very easy to deal with all of the elements and all the rest. It's 110 quid and I absolutely love it.
It's reasonable enough as well for 110 euro. What else have we here?
Well, I brought you a little treat. I know you've still got a good bit of work to do this today, but I've brought you...
Not that much, Jess.
...bottle of wine.
Not,
and with
not,
this...
Not a lot of work.
Yeah, okay, well, you can down this bottle.
On the roof here.
This is a demo and it's supporting an Irish company called The Wine Opener. I spoke to the team behind this on Tech Talk a little while ago. So it's an Irish woman who came up with the idea to create a device that will help a relative open a bottle of wine. The relative had a medical condition whereby they found it difficult to open a bottle of wine, to hold it and to carry out the procedure of opening a bottle of wine. So when you order one of these devices from The Wine Opener, you get a little... cuttery thing. Again, technical language, I apologise. The idea is that you use that to cut the foil on the top of the bottle.
Is that how you're meant to cut them? Because what I do what a lot of people do, I use just the sharp point at the end of the bottle opener.
Yeah.
I pick away at a bit of it and then kind of rip it. And it's always quite messy.
Yeah, that's not what you're meant to do. So this comes with a device. It's a piece of plastic that has four blades underneath it. And the idea is that you put this around the top of the bottle.
Okay.
And it'll then cut the foil.
How
around
foolproof
the top.
Is this, Jess?
I think even you could do it. I say that you've just poured sun cream all over your face, so I'm not going to guarantee that even Kieran could do it.
Oh, look at that. Absolutely brilliant.
Beautifully done.
Yep.
So next we get the wine opener itself. And this is a device that has the cork opener-y bit on the bottom. You place this on top of your bottle and then you press the button. So do you want to give that a go?
Yeah,
so you simply just...
a little whirl here. I'm going to have to do it on my lap, so...
So my
shorts could get a little spillage.
So the device is on, you press the button on the front and it'll spin down. And the idea is that it'll spin into the bottle.
Oh, yes. Oh, yeah. Do I just hold my hand on it?
Hold on to it. And then let it go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
This is great. I can see the cork coming. And pop almost. Yeah. Well, I kind of was waiting for a champagne pop there for some reason.
No.
And that's it, done.
So this is ideal. If you are somebody who struggles to open up with a bottle of wine, either for medical reasons, I don't think I've ever not ruined a bottle of wine. I'm just not able to do it. It always ends up corked or I end up frustrated and giving up. This is 45 euro. It's an Irish business. And now we have a beautiful bottle of wine open with zero stress.
All right. Well, it would be criminal not to have a little sample of the wine while you tell me about our next product.
Yeah, this is an essential one. I think everybody on Instagram over the weekend has made some joke about not being able to sleep because it is too hot. And one of the MVPs of my home, it is, it's not pleasant. What you need is you need the Princess Tower Fan. Again, this is 110 euro and it is a tower fan that pairs to your smartphone. There are three speed settings. It also works with your smart assistant. So if you have a Google Home or an Amazon Alexa, you can program it to be on by the time you get home from work this evening. But you get into bed, or you can do it manually. You turn your fan on. If you want it on a little bit higher, you can turn up the settings from your phone. Because it's a tower, it's like a tall design, and it means you're getting full bang for your buck with every oscillation of the fan to ensure it cools the room down. There are more expensive ones. You can spend 600-800 euro on a fan if you wanted to go notions. But this one here, the Princess... But the Princess Terror Fan is 109 euro and it does the job just as well. So that was a good little recommendation for every bedroom to have in the house.
Yeah, so there's some great recommendations and none of them too expensive, it strikes me. The fan and the soundbar, the speaker, that they're both 110 quid and the bottle opener for the wine, right, it's more expensive than your handheld, hand-operated one, but it's only 45 quid. And as you said, Jess, there's a nice inspiration behind that as well, that there was a family member who, through reason of kind of infirmity and illness, couldn't open it. So anyway, listen, great recommendations, Jess. Thank you for that. Jess Kelly, our own technology correspondent here in News Talk. And if you're just tuning in, we are coming to you live on the Hard Shoulder today from the roof of News Talk Towers. We are celebrating the Irish summer. We've been doing it over the last hour. We will continue to do it over the next couple of hours. It's a Monday. Tom Dunn is going to be along, as he is every Monday, but not your usual appearance. Tom's going to be talking about his favourite summer anthems, and we're going to get an awful lot of music in to that conversation as well. We will speak to a woman who is synonymous with Irish weather, though not necessarily of the good kind, Theresa Mannion. She is going to be joining me, and Simon Tierney will have the hidden history of the barbecue. All that and more. Don't go anywhere.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With Nissan.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.